This is Bat Chastity Belt, a DCU's Teen Titans Comics Verse fanfic, written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Tim Drake Connell, with additional tags for Oblivious Tim Drake, Robins Being Robins, Overprotective Bat Family, Bat Dad. Con would be the first to admit that, compared to a bat, supers aren't that bright. Not to say Con is dumb, but it takes him a while to figure some things out. Usually, after he figures things out, he goes to Tim to get a solution. Considering the chances that Tim already knows about said problem, in his freaky, stalkerish way, are pretty high. Except this time, his problem is that Tim doesn't know the problem, because he is the problem. To be exact, his family is the problem. Because everyone from the demon-spawned Robin all the way to the silent black bat has taken the time out of their busy nocturnal schedules to give him a piece of their mind, with a piece of kryptonite in tow. The first time it happens, Con is pretty sure that he's just reading into things a bit too much. Because it's not too uncommon for Nightwing to swing by Titan's Tower to check up on things. He is, after all, one of the original founders. But it was a little strange how he kept referencing the importance of protection. Specifically between humans and aliens, half-aliens. The entire time he was halfway draped over Tim, who for the most part looked like this was something of a regular occurrence. Then, when everyone was pretty much gone, Nightwing pretty much hissed something about how San Francisco's power supply was much higher than that of Metropolis, and that it would be more than adequate to keep a super down if certain precautions to protect the innocent weren't taken. But that wouldn't happen, because Con would make sure the innocent people of San Francisco were careful, wouldn't he? Con had nodded, not quite sure what was happening, until he got slipped a condom. The next time it happens, Con is still reeling from being handed a condom by Nightwing. The Red Hood is much more blunt about it. He pretty much shoves kryptonite in his face and snarls something. Con couldn't quite tell between the kryptonite-induced pain and the knife that was slowly drifting a little too low to be safe, but how he wasn't going to let another Robin fall. Nope, not on his watch. Because Tim was wearing his name. Red Robin now, but it was still his name. It was only his duty as the elder brother to make sure that Tim was safe while wearing his mantle. It was his responsibility. Of course he had a duty to protect the baby bird from molestation. Because that's what the Red Hood does. Protect children from big baddies. And Con was a big baddie. Somewhere between that speech and an incredibly humiliating interrogation about his sex life, Con had been dropped off back at the tower in time for Tim to come in and say, "Jason, what are you doing here?" Between that and passing out, he heard Jason mention something about closing a possible molestation case. A week later, Con is being held at knife point, again, by Black Bat, while Batgirl is grilling him on information. It's not exactly threats, but it's incredibly embarrassing, and he isn't sure if Black Bat is approving or is about to kill him. Batgirl looks pretty okay with the entire thing, until she smiles and says something about how Con will do the right thing in the end. Or else. Khan isn't sure what the right thing is. In his defense, he had tried to contact Tim, who had been conveniently held back in Gotham since this entire affair started. But his email bounced back with a video message from Oracle and Huntress threatening him with all sorts of things if he so much as listened in on Gotham without express permission from Batman. Oracle even passed on a message from Catwoman saying that Kitten isn't leaving the nest until the necessary steps are taken, so go back to Kansas, farm boy. At this point, Khan is pretty sure that he's going to be forced into a shotgun wedding. Either that, or Tim is coming back in a chastity belt. So Khan sort of expects it when Tim comes back with Damian in tow, and can't so much as get a word in without the Hellspawn ushering Tim away or baiting him into an argument. Damian hisses comments at him under his breath every chance he gets. There are bullets made of kryptonite, and blades, and needles, and gas. It's just a matter of time. Khan is pretty sure that Nightwing put the latest Robin up to this. It would explain why he also mutters about how Grayson better be thankful. At this point, Khan is pretty prepared for anything else. Man-Bat, Tam, Dr. Thompson, Alfred. Except nothing happens. By the time Batman comes for a visit, Khan is pretty close to jumping out of his skin at every shadow. He is not prepared for Batman telling him that he should have asked permission first, and that he still has to ask permission to come into Gotham. Red Robin being his boyfriend is no excuse to come by unannounced. The no-meta rule still holds. He is slightly relieved that he hasn't gotten any bodily threats. But he is horrified at the list of rules he's handed. Especially Rule 39. The chastity belt stays on at all times. Coda. Seriously, dude, you don't even like him. Damian stares at Khan the way one would stare at a really interesting, but ultimately about to be squashed, insect. Khan likes to think the Hellspawn got that look from Tim, because Tim is the ultimate master of that look. He was a Robin. Is a Robin, Khan mentally corrects. Only Robins can pick on Robins. Khan thinks his brain just broke with the sheer incredulity he has for that statement. The brat ignores this and continues as if Khan is stupid and can't comprehend. He's really not dumb. It's just that everyone is slow compared to the bats. Since Grayson is too much of a coddling pansy and Todd is out of the picture, it is my responsibility to toughen Drake up so that he does not shame my father's legacy. He does not shame the Batman legacy! This is ridiculous, you have no right to— Khan is interrupted by the brat, holding up a black radio walkie-talkie. I will not tolerate your excuses. Now get out of Drake's room before I call in the assassin squad. The end. Reader's notes. It is ridiculously hot out, and so I am recording with my window open. And I think I stopped and paused around when all of the sirens and train sounds and, you know, car noises were happening. But if not, we will call it ambient Gotham City noise. Yeah. Something. Gotham City noise. Yeah, that's it. Anyway, Tyndrake, wearing the Bat Chastity Belt. Khan, unable to penetrate the Bat Chastity Belt. Still not a good reason to use the word penetrate. I do like the Bat family being overprotective, and Tim sort of being completely oblivious to it all. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.